A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Simon Peter a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Feed my sheep." Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this, signifying by what kind of death Simon Peter would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to Simon Peter, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. In 1994, Walt Disney released an animated film called The Lion King. It has become one of the most celebrated and long-playing musicals on Broadway. The theme song, "The Circle of Life," reflects the heart of this timeless story. The circle of life. From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking, step into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life. And it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle of life. The unfolding, unending circle of life. It seems to me that this theme finds its way many times in and through the gospel stories. God's story, the circle of life. Jesus' story, our story, the circle of life. In today's gospel, we enter the circle of life at a point at which the circle seems to be broken. Jesus has died, and the disciples are left feeling very alone. A few of their number, however, have reported mysterious encounters with Jesus resurrected from the dead. Word circulates among the disciples, "Is it true? The circle of life, unbroken, unending?" the disciples make every effort to pick up and resume their lives as they were before Jesus ignited their hearts with God's passion for a new world, a renewed kingdom founded on love, forgiveness, mercy, and justice. The circle of life unending. However, going back to things as they were was simply not possible. For you see, a changed heart can never forget. The fishermen returned to their boats and went fishing, just as they had done before Jesus the carpenter, eyes laid on them at the seashore. The disciples, as they had often mended their nets, now tried to mend the circle of life that for them appeared to have ended on the cross. The disciples, however, were about to discover that the circle of life never breaks. It may unfold in unfamiliar and confounding ways, but it never breaks. God never leaves. Jesus and the disciples find each other on the seashore. They begin again at the place where they first began. The circle of life had come round full circle to a dramatically new moment. Jesus' first seashore invitation, "Come, follow me," had fulfilled its purpose. Jesus taught his disciples all that he could teach them. After a time of trial by fire, the moment had come for a second commissioning. "Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Do you love me? Tend my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep." It is as if Jesus is saying, "When we first met, I called you to be with me and to learn from me, to trust me. And now I call you to be me, to care for one another, and to love one another just as I love you." This unfolding, unending circle of life passes through Jesus to us and to all who will follow, who pick up the invitation, "Come, follow me, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Come, be me. I leave you my spirit. Be my love to one another. Love one another as I love you."